which is actually correct, or is it just an expression
it's
either
just
uses?
Different. It's like
Dolphin.
Roof. Roof.
Poop. Well, I always go ooh.
Dog and hog.
Yeah. Dog and hog.
Hog. Dog.
Hog and dog.
Mm.
What about something smaller than a barrel that nails used to come in?
Keg.
Okay. Do you ever see a beer keg or water keg or something?
I used to have a water keg.
What about the thing you turn to get the water?
Spigot.
Okay. And out in your yard, what you can turn?
Spigot.
And at the sink?
Spigot.
Okay. And something that
I never use the word faucet. Tap. I've heard, but I always say spigot.
What about something that people would make with sugar cane besides sugar?
Syrup.
What else?
Molasses.
Is there any difference?
Hi, this syrup to me, I don't know the difference. Must be, huh?
Molasses is stronger.
Yeah.
It's cooked longer.
Molasses. It's stronger and cooked longer, but syrup is what I buy in the bottles.
What about, do you ever hear of a stand of molasses?
A stand? No.
Or a stand of lard?
No.
And if you were driving horses and wanted to go faster, you hit them with a...
with
a what?
Whip? Is that the word you... Whip. Okay.
And nowadays, if you bought some fruit at the store, the grocer would put it in
a bag or a sack
made out of
paper.
How do you feel about the words bag and sack? Do you use them both just interchangeably?
I think I use sack more. Bag, to me, they're the same.
Mm-hmm. What about the bag or sack that's made out of that rough brown cloth that feed used to come in?
Croaker bag.
Uh-huh. Any other name for that?
Croaker sack, burlap, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But that's
jute. Jute sack.
I've never heard of that. Croaker is what I've always heard it used.
Gunny sack.
I've heard that.
They use that a lot of
time. You called it croaker bag rather than croaker sack?
Croaker sack, I think.
Uh-huh.
Not the bag.
What about if you were going to take some corn to the mill to be ground? Do you ever hear an expression relating to the amount of corn that you could carry? Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear the expression a turn of corn?
Mm-mm.
What about if someone went out and got all the wood they could carry in both their arms and say they had a, like stove wood, you know, you'd say you had a...
armful.
Okay. And on a wagon that didn't have a full load of wood, you'd say he just had a... Oh, do you ever hear an expression, a jag of wood?
No.
And nowadays, if that wasn't burning, you'd screw in a new
light bulb.
Okay. And to carry the clothes out, to hang them on the line, you'd carry them out in the clothes.
Basket.
And if you wanted to, if you'd open a bottle and wanted to shut it back up, you could stick in a
cork.
Okay. What if it's made out of glass, what would you call it? Would you still call it a cork?
A stopper.
Okay. And this is something that a musical instrument would blow on like this?
Harmonica.
Any other name for that?
Not that I'm familiar with.
Mouth harp.
Papa used to play a mouth harp.
Mouth harp, yeah.
He had one of those things that you did like this. What about the thing that
that's
you...
That's a juice harp.
Did you what?
That you twang.
It's a juice harp.
I don't know.
Do you ever hear juice harp?
Papa played one.
I don't remember. Is it called something they've made bigger now and it's still called the same thing? But I can't even think of it.
No, it's still played the same. You heard it on your teeth and it makes a twanging. Mm-hmm. It's like a... It sounds sort of like... You've heard a kazoo?
Yeah,
it sounds kind of like that, but it's a twanging. It's a rhythm thing.
I think Papa was on the...
Some people call it juice harp, some call it a juice harp.
Juice
harp because it's real juicy.
You ready for some more coffee?